morning. I'd like to ask if you would just bow your head with me as we look to the Lord. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just this morning. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the songs. Thank you, Lord, that we can rejoice and to celebrate you, Lord, the God of wonders, the God of the impossible, the God of so much love and affection for your people. Thank you, Lord, for the worship this morning, the praising and singing. Father, you told us in your word that without faith, it is impossible to please you. So, Lord Jesus, I call upon your name this morning, that you would, through the work of your Holy Spirit, build up our faith, strengthen our weak faith, despite our beautiful name of grace faith, Lord. We need help, Lord, with our faith. Lord, we ask that you would help us with our unbelief. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In our scripture reading just a moment ago, we find that the disciples were following Jesus, and we're going to continue on our series of following Jesus. And the disciples, as they followed Jesus, they witnessed all these things that were happening. And among this, you know, Jesus demanded from those that followed him to have faith. And so here we have the situation where the boy's father struggled with his faith. We find that in our scripture reading that he knew enough to bring the boy to Jesus' disciples. That much he knew. And he refers to Jesus, when he sees Jesus, he says, you know, teacher. So it wasn't like he didn't have any faith, but rather he had a hard time living it out. And so this was a learning moment, not only for the boy's father, but also I would suspect for the disciples as well, because the disciples, as they followed Jesus, apparently we find in this passage that their faith was somewhat incomplete too. Okay? And so Jesus is basically saying that if you follow me, you have to have faith. In the New Testament, James tells us